VE3 India, Foxtrot Charlie.
Very good morning. Call VE3RFC, VE5RJ1. I see you replied to my message to you there this morning. So hopefully you had a good night, and yeah, back to you, VE3RFC, VE5RJM. Nice to hear you on this morning.
Wow, good morning, Randy. It's a late start, but what a nice start. Yeah, I had to check my email earlier, but just turned the radio on now, so... Hearing you on the radio is the perfect start to my radio day. Thank you.
passenger was French speaking. And I was trying to convince him to get him to a ham with amateur radio. So Pierre was there, and he had a nice CISO with him in French. It was nice to hear a French CISO, even though I couldn't understand a word of it. And then we had a few other stations from Ontario that connected up here with us and joined in. They'll hopefully be back with us here again. And it was a heck of a nice round trip that we had going here this morning. Five or six stations there, three or four were new stations. Very nice to hear these other stations come in. Sorry you have to miss that there, Paul. You would have been ecstatic there, I'm sure. Especially talking to that Frenchman there and trying to convince him to get into the hobby like the rest of us were. Fine business. Good to hear you this morning, and a very good morning to you. It's all right if it's a late start. There's nothing wrong with that. I even had a late morning this morning. I didn't get on the air until after 6 this morning, our time locally here, so it was an 8 your time. So I'm usually up about an hour before that. Anyways, I didn't get much rest there because I had a little arthritis act up on me yesterday. So, anyhow, back to you, Paul, the E3IFC, the 5RJM. Very good morning.
Well, that's a wonderful report. Thank you. Huh. I'm sorry I missed that. But it sounds like there wouldn't be room for me anyway. Sounds like he was a full house already. But that's great. That's really, really great. Thank you for sharing that, Randy. That's awesome. Don't you always say the more the merrier? So there you go. That's really, really good. Gosh. I'm sorry I missed it, but I can be happy anyway. I'm just happy that it happened. So, you know, sometimes, what do they say? The spirit is willing, but the soul is weak. No, the body is weak. I don't know. Sometimes I want to do something, but my body says, nope, not yet. Okay. I have to listen to my body. It says, nope. I guess the answer is no. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for your good report. Wow. And a bit of French. Good for Pierre. Hooray! What a great family, Randy. What a great, great family. Thank you. Huh. Gosh, I got a smile on my face from one earlobe to the other. So there you go. Back to you, Randy. VE3IFC.
Tango Bravo Foxtrot, station.
Yep, roger that, Paul, and I heard you in there, Tim, and also that other station that doubled with you, Tim. So just stand by for one sec, and I'll pass it over to you. So anyways, Paul, yeah, it was a good thing, and they're likely going to be back here on our system, so you'll get the opportunity to have a CISO with them, I'm sure, as well. And with geography there in Ontario, you probably know exactly where these people are located and so forth. I haven't put them in my QRZ yet, but I still plan on putting a couple of them in or three.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. VA3HRY, and good morning, Paul. Good morning, Tim, if you're there. I didn't hear you, and I think we doubled at the same time. Just to let you know, Paul and Tim and Randy, in a Walmart shopping, making a contact from the inside of the building, and there will be a special QSL card later for anyone who contacts me in the Walmart. Oh, boy. You ever notice people dress funny in Walmart? But anyway, just wanted to say hello to everybody. I'll give it back to Tim, if that was you. VE5TBF, VA3HRY. Go ahead, Tim. And I'll say 7-3.
Talking about funny dressed people in Walmart, boy, there's sure a lot of things on Facebook with that. And you see all kinds of things some days in Walmart, and this is one of them, eh?
Yeah, go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Sometimes I sit in the parking lot while the wife runs in quickly to grab just a couple of things there, so I usually slow her down so she goes ahead of me and I sit in the car there, unless we're doing more of a lengthier stop there. But just even in the parking lot there, you know, you get to see them coming in and out there, and some people even come in their pajamas there. At least they got something covering them, at least.